Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, February 20th, 2017. I am Jason Powell, and coming up after the break for non-members, we will be discussing the newest entrant in the WWE Hall of Fame and looking ahead to tonight's WWE Raw. On ProWrestling.net today, TNA has announced upcoming Impact Wrestling taping dates at Universal Studios in Orlando through August, I believe it is. We told you a while back that they were going to be switching to kind of a four-day setup. There's only one exception, but there is a holiday during July. The 4th of July holiday, they are listed as being down there as far as just basically the start and the end date. It doesn't say if they're actually going to have a taping on the 4th of July. But otherwise, yeah, four-day sets is what they're doing. Which is a good thing. After all, those marathon tapings were just too much. We also have WWE results from Saskatoon, ICW results from a few different shows over the weekend, and if you did miss it over the weekend, a recap of the first public comments that I'm aware of from Ed Nordholm, the Anthem executive who has been placed in charge of the Impact Wrestling brand, along with some of my comments on the idea of, the whole Making Impact Great Again slogan that seemed to be popping up quite a bit. WWE Raw is in Los Angeles, California tonight at Staples Center. The only thing officially advertised as I record this is Braun Strowman facing Big Show. You would think that this would be a big show in terms of setting up the Fastlane pay-per-view. Granted, next week's Raw will be the go-home show for that. Yes, believe it or not, we have two Sundays in a row without a major pay-per-view. Crazy. But Brock Lesnar is also advertised for this show. I don't know if he's going to appear on the television show. They're not hyping that. He certainly could. But we've also seen him kind of come out for the Tark segments and do things with Big Show on some of the recent events as well. So I'm not sure if they're going to have Brock on there. I don't see an obvious spot for him simply because he doesn't have a Fastlane match. Doesn't mean they can't set something up, I guess. So we'll wait and see on that. But you can join me for live coverage of WWE Raw tonight as the show airs on USA Network, the usual 7 Central, 8 Eastern time. And then also coming up a little bit later on in the show, we'll be talking, as we like to do on Mondays, we'll be looking ahead, kind of telling you about some of the things that I'm looking for on tonight's show. And I think I may have actually been right on something. We'll get to that. Dallas Page was officially named the newest member of the WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2017. This announcement came on Monday. WWE, I think, used Rolling Stone to kind of roll it out there. But my first exposure to Page was when, the beginning of his career, he started out as a manager for Bad Company in the AWA, Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond. And, I mean, he was loud. He always had the Diamond Babes with them? Is that what they were called? He managed Scott Hall's Diamond Stud character in WCW. Didn't actually wrestle until he turned, I believe, 35 years old. And, you know, Page was fine as a manager. It wasn't like a Hall of Fame worthy run as a manager by any means. So, in large part, it was his in-ring career, which is, and when you think about it, 35 years old is when he really started to get into the wrestling ring, not just as kind of a mouthpiece, but as a wrestler. That's amazing to think that a guy who started so late ended up accomplishing what he did. And I know people are going to point to the friendship with Eric Bischoff and all of that, but I'm sorry, there's no denying how over Page was at the time of his feud with Randy Savage in WCW. I attended shows around that time, and he was clearly one of the, if not the most popular guy in the company. Maybe Sting would be the exception, just because he was hanging out in the rafters, I believe, around that time. So, you know, I mean, yeah, did a friendship with Bischoff help and lead to certain opportunities? I'm sure it did, but Page made the most of them. I mean, how many sons of promoters were given even more opportunities by their dads? And they failed, you know, and they really failed miserably. So, I mean, I don't think you can just point to the friendship with Bischoff. I mean, this guy worked hard. That feud with Savage was really fun. I definitely enjoyed watching that back at that time. And he was a star of the Nitro era. Didn't have the greatest WWE run. It was, you know, just not very memorable. You know, he had bad matches or anything. Just, it was brief. So I think it's what he did in WCW combined with the fact that he's done so much to try to help out Jake Roberts and Scott Hall, trying to get their lives on track. And he's had more success, I think, than any rehab program has. I mean, yeah, there have been ups and downs for both guys. But, I mean, he brought them into his home and did all sorts of things to get their life on track. He's really done a great job with that. So I'm happy to see this guy get the acknowledgement from the company. I assumed it may come someday just because he's a big enough name, and it's like WWE isn't going to have just a huge list. I'm sure people are going to go, well, this guy's not in. How can Paige be in? Or this guy, and they'll do that for every member of the class, by and large. Look, I think it's a good move. I think he is a worthy recipient of the WWE Hall of Fame. You want to put different criteria on it? Well, okay, then maybe he's not going to get into every Hall of Fame out there, but certainly the WWE Hall of Fame, very cool. .NET members are going to be listening to my Q&A audio show that will be come. I'll actually be recording that the moment I finish with this. So by the time you guys hear this, I will actually be in the midst of recording it. And that's even if you're just listening to it right away. If you're listening to this a little later in the afternoon, it'll already be available. I'll answer the pro wrestling questions and then have some fun on the back end of things by answering the .NET members on non-wrestling questions, as we like to do on Mondays. Plus, the members will also hear my full WWE Raw audio review coming up later tonight. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of the site, you know what to do. Go to the main page. Click on the sign-up page. Once you're in there, three different pricing options available. $7.50 is our one-month option. But you can also save some money by taking advantage of the six-month membership option, or bring it down an average of $2 a month. Bring it down to $5.50 per month on average. That's what it works out to if you take our annual option. As always, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at ProWrestlingNet. Now let's get into WWE Raw again. A few of the things that I'm going to be looking for in tonight's show. I'm excited about this. I mean, it's in Los Angeles. WWE likes to put their best foot forward. The thing I mentioned earlier, something we talked about here on the show, I really am wondering if Bayley's going to forfeit her championship. I pointed this out after last week's show as a possibility, something I'd actually like to see them do. Now I'm, I think there may just be a hint. The official WWE website preview is questioning whether her championship victory is tainted. There was a Twitter exchange between her and Charlotte where she said she had no idea that Sasha did what she did, that sort of thing. And Michael Cole pointed that out during his call of match last week. So this could actually lead to, Sasha's interference with the chair could lead to squeaky clean Bayley, aside from that weird 5-on-1 beatdown on SmackDown, which she never should have been scripted to be a part of. Still haunts me. But squeaky clean Bayley, could lead to her doing what she feels is the right thing by giving up her championship or not protesting as Stephanie strips her of the championship. I mean, Stephanie did overturn one of her wins over Charlotte recently. I'm all for the title going back to Charlotte. Bigger than that, I don't want that title win to count. I want it to be erased from the record books because I want it to feel like whenever Bayley does win the championship, she had this long chase and it's finally happening. And this can be one of those things they look back and, well, God, she came so close. Technically, she would have won the championship, but this is the type of thing I want to see for Bayley along the way. I don't want to see them do a Dusty type finish again, but I want to see, oh, she came so close. Oh, she came, just do that for a prolonged period. I don't want to see her win the championship anytime soon. That character is so much better in chase mode. Look what they did with her in NXT, and so I'm hopeful that maybe, just maybe, they're actually going to do that tonight. Second, are we going to see Shaq tonight? I mean, they've been teasing Shaquille O'Neal, former NBA star and Big Show for WrestleMania. It's been the weirdest hype ever. Those two put out some video hinting, saying that they were going to wrestle, and I thought, they're just clowning around. And then WWE, had something on their website basically verifying it. There's been no talk of it on Raw, SmackDown, anywhere that I can recall. So I don't know where this stands. I mean, I think that Shaq is going to do something at Mania, but with Show facing Braun Strowman tonight in LA, it would be a logical point to introduce him if they're going to do something with him. He's going to get a great reaction from the LA crowd. I mean, it's Los Angeles. This is where he led the Lakers to championships, and so you would think this would be a spot to do it, even though, yeah, technically it's introducing something before Fastlane occurs, but so be it. They've already done some of that anyway. If he is going to work on the show, Jim Ross talked about it when I was on his podcast recently, the idea of Shaq and Show teaming up in a tag match. We don't know what Braun Strowman is doing at Mania. Could he be on the other side along with the Fall Guy? I mean, I wouldn't feed Strowman to Shaq or Big Show. Could all of these guys end up in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? I mean, just throwing it out there because it just seems strange that they keep teasing things kind of in a weird way with Shaq, or at least Shaq and Big Show seem to. And WWE hasn't really, officially endorsed and signed off on anything. But yeah, this would be a logical destination for him to appear if they're going to do something with him. And of course, number three, I can't wait to see the follow-up to the Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho split. You have Owens defending the championship against Goldberg in 13 days, so you could easily write out Chris Jericho, pointing to those injuries he suffered last week in the hands of Owens. I think it would be logical. And if that's the plan, I want to see how, either way, I guess I want to see how Owens is positioned. I mean, he's not just going to be suddenly flying solo. It was Triple H who planted the seed with Owens last week, obviously. And is he forming some sort of a faction with Owens and Joe? I even threw out the idea of Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows being part of this, just because, well, they have some faction history for one thing. But also, they came to the aid of Stephanie McMahon last week, kind of. A long shot on that one. But if, is Owens portrayed basically as being on his own? Again, I don't think so. But more than anything, I'm just hopeful that we'll get kind of straightforward, heat-seeking Kevin Owens from now on, now that his comedic friendship with Chris Jericho has kind of run its course. But I'm very curious to see what they do tonight. Is he out there with Joe and Hunter? Are they treating it like he's on his own? I also want to know what's next for Joe. My guess is that, as I've been saying for a while, I think he ends up facing Sami Zayn at Fastlane. And the storyline, it was just more speculation than anything coming out of, what was it, out of Joe's first appearance and Jericho beating Zayn that night. I'm like, well, I wonder if they're kind of killing off the Jericho and Zayn thing quickly because Joe is without a dance partner for Fastlane. And, Seth Rollins, I think we all assumed was going to face Joe at Fastlane. I mean, everything sure seems like Rollins will be back for Mania, but Fastlane may be a stretch. Well, he beats up Sami Zayn last week, and like, oh, they are going to go through with this. And so I think that's a direction, but it's too soon, I feel, for Sami Zayn to come out and, get the better of Samoa Joe in a meaningful way. So do they set that match up somehow? Do they have Zayn on the show tonight? Does he sell what Samoa Joe did to him last week? Where do they go next with Joe? That's going to be one of the more intriguing things to watch play out on Raw, as far as I'm concerned. It's just the storyline direction of Samoa Joe. I also want to see if WWE is going to acknowledge the deaths of Ivan Koloff, George Steele, and Nicole Bass. They spotlighted Koloff and Steele on the WWE website. I may have missed something, but I don't believe they mentioned Bass. Keep in mind, she had a lawsuit against WWE, accusing Steve Lombardi of sexual harassment and things, and it was all thrown out. So it wasn't like she had a long run with the company, and obviously it didn't end in a particularly positive way. I'd still like to see WWE kind of put that aside and it just simply acknowledge her passing. But I can't say I'll be surprised if they choose not to. But I think we will see something on Ivan Koloff and George Steele. And I don't want to end on a somber note, so let's throw in one more. Well, I guess a couple. One of them's kind of brief. What do they do with Emelina next? Now she's Emma. She transformed back to Emma, they said. Where does that go? That's just kind of a quickie. But, just in general, hey, it's Los Angeles. I threw out the Shaq possibility. It's a big market. You'd think they may want Hunter on the show, or Hunter would want to be on this show, being in Los Angeles. I don't think we'll see Seth Rollins, but never say never, I guess. I just don't know where things are officially with his knee. But will we get some sort of an update? How do they keep him in the mix? It's about that time of year where if Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to do something at Mania, he might pop up to tease it, So, I mean, it's L.A. It's not, well, SmackDown in St. Paul next week, which I'm hoping to go to. I don't think you're going to, when I go to SmackDown or even Raw for that matter in Minneapolis or St. Paul, I'm not sitting around thinking, oh, The Rock might show up tonight. But you get that feeling when you go, when Raw is in a major market such as Los Angeles. And so it will be interesting to see if it's just, no, business as usual, or if there's a. Some celebrity connection, some big moment that happens, Shaq, Rock, whoever, and then the usual suspects sitting in the crowd. Yay, let's all act excited. I would guess Bill Simmons will be there, and they'll play up his Andre the Giant documentary again. He usually, I think it's L.A. He usually sits in the crowd for, right? Hey, finally today, do you want to help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net? Well, you should. Take a moment, subscribe to our podcast, number one. Also, rate and review us on iTunes. It's really helpful when you do that. And also, when I put up the link on Twitter via @ProWrestlingNet, just take a moment, give a simple retweet. Any and all of those things help. Thank you to everyone who has done one or more of those things. I really appreciate it. And I will be back tomorrow as we will discuss, have my WWE Raw hit list, and we'll also look ahead to WWE SmackDown and discuss any other news that's going on. Until then, have a great day.